Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. It's time for Up and Adam. I'm Adam Epstein. Time to wake up, everybody. Get your Saturday morning started. It is June 19th, 2021. And if you went to bed early, I'm sure you thought the Utah Jazz won. I'm 100% sure that you thought the Utah Jazz won last night. That third quarter, oh my goodness. I was in bed, ready to go to sleep, and I got three different hot texts from friends. Are you watching this game? You better be watching this game. And I said, no. The Jazz are up by 25 points. That flipped upside down. The LA Clippers get the victory and advance to the Western Conference Finals, setting up a really good matchup with the Phoenix Suns. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Chris Paul. Looks like Kawhi Leonard, though, is out for the remainder of the postseason. But the Clippers, they came together as a team. Terrence Mann, who? Ryan, you came in here asking me, who's Terrence Mann? Man, Terrence Mann went off. More than 35 points last night for the LA Clippers out of Florida State. He could not miss a shot. After the game, he was quoted saying, they just left me open. And that's really what they did. I'll get into more of that later on in the show. Also going to recap what was an incredible night for the Philadelphia 76ers, forcing a Game 7 with the Atlanta Hawks. And, of course, I'll let you guys know my thoughts on Game 7 tonight with the Bucks versus the Brooklyn Nets. The Milwaukee Bucks against the Nets in a big Game 7. Giannis Antetokounmpo against Kevin Durant. And of course, guys, there was big news this week about Scott Brooks being released of his duties with the Washington Wizards. And now, of course, there's all these articles coming out. Who should be the next head coach for the Washington Wizards? We're going to discuss that later on the show. If you have your thoughts, you can always call in 1-800-636-1067. Or you can tweet me at AWOD Radio and give me your thought. And I'll read the tweet on the show. The Euro Cup continues today. It just began at 9 a.m. With Hungary against France. I've got France winning that one. And then the biggest matchup of the group stage comes at 12 noon today. I'm going to have you covered for that, of course. And that is a huge matchup between Portugal and Germany. You know, if you're a soccer fan at all, you know, those two countries have had so much success. Recently, you know, it's been Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo, leading them to a Euro Cup victory a few years ago. And for Germany, it was the World Cup 8 years ago. And although their team looks a lot different than then, you know, Germany just, it does such a good job of producing talent. And of course, they've done that again for this Euro Cup. After losing to France in their first matchup, this is a must-win matchup for Germany. That's at 12 noon. I'll tell you who I think's going to win that matchup later on in the show. I saw an interesting article that I have to talk about because, Ryan, you know I have to do a Washington football team segment. There's no real offseason in the NFL. It's always on. There's always news coming on, coming out. And I heard an article that said Washington may be the fastest team in the league. When you hear that, Ryan, what's your first thoughts? Because I was like, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I mean, with Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Antonio Gibson, plus, we have some other guys. Deami Brown, he's a deep threat.
Yep. JD McKissick off the bench.
JD McKissick, yeah, it's a scary offense.
So much speed on Washington. And I'm, you know, that's why I'm so excited for the offense this year. Last year, the defense got me excited. This year, it's the new look offense, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and, you know, and all the new guys that we brought in as well, bolstering up the offensive line. It is the day before Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there listening. My father will be joining the show at 10 a.m. Of course, if you remember, I had my mother on the show on Mother's Day. I heard from a lot of people they loved that segment, and you know, my dad got jealous, quite frank. He was like, what the hell is this? I've been trying to come on your radio show and give hot takes on the Washington football team for years, and now you get your mom on the show? So I will, you know, my dad deserves it. He will join the show at 10 a.m. He is a D.C. tour guide, so I've got a little surprise for him, Ryan. I'm going to give him a few D.C. trivia questions just to, you know, to check to make sure he's actually a good tour guide, because he says he's the best in the East Coast. But I don't know. You know, we've got Danny Ruye's father's a tour guide. Rick Snyder, who comes on the station, is a tour guide. So maybe we'll have a battle of the tour guides one time here on 106.7 The Fan. Man, other news with the Washington Wizards. Bradley Beal agreed to join Team USA. I think that's going to be great for his leadership and development. And Ryan, if there's a God out there, they will let him convince one of his teammates to join the Wizards, because we need help. We need another scorer. We need a power forward. We need Daniel Gafford to make a huge jump at center. I mean, what else do the Wizards need, right?
The Wizards need Jesus right now. That's what they need, if we're being honest.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And then at 10:30 on the show will be my guy Chris Russell to talk about the Washington football team. So let's just start with last night's games, guys. I had a whole thing written about the sixth man of the year, Jordan Clarkson. For the Utah Jazz, Jordan Clarkson, who, you know, callers love to remind me, was a second-round draft pick by the Wizards. They gave him up for cash consideration. He bounces around the league. I think he played in L.A., a few other stops, maybe even Cleveland, I believe, with LeBron. He ends up in Utah, coming off their bench, and he is a pure shooter. He is one of those guys, you know, it's like every guy named Jordan in league history is like that, right? Jordan Crawford, similar to him as well. Just any guy that can come off the bench and give you points, buckets in a flurry. And Jordan Clarkson had 21 points in that second quarter for the Utah Jazz to help them break out to a 25-point lead. A 25-point lead with a 21-point second quarter. But it's not enough. Not even close to being enough. And, oh my goodness, the Utah Jazz blow it. In my opinion, that's embarrassing. Quinn Snyder, after an incredible season, up there for Coach of the Year, right? Utah Jazz, the one seed in the hardest conference in the NBA, the Western Conference. But just like Scott Brooks, he should be on the hot seat, in my opinion, for losing a Game 6, a must-win game, without the opposing team's best player, an MVP candidate, Kawhi Leonard, who went out after Game 4. So the LA Clippers just won back-to-back games to win the series in 6 on their home court without Kawhi Leonard, a game in which they trailed by more than 20 points. What the hell happened in that third quarter? Just like a lot of NBA games this season, the three-point shot can single-handedly put any team back into the game. If you cannot defend the three-point line, it doesn't matter how many points you're up by, it's going to be a game again. And that's exactly what happened. NBA analyst for ESPN, Tim Legler, had a really good take calling Rudy Gobert a liability. Yes, Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert, a liability. Defensive Player of the Year, voted Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert, was a liability last night. Hear Legler's opinion on why.
After Terrence Mann, you know, gets up to about 10, 12 points in that third quarter and he's pushing 30 for the game, I just think it's time where you say, you know what, I'm going to go with 5 perimeter players myself. And actually, by the way, one of those guys probably shouldn't have been Mike Conley either. He just didn't have it tonight. You've got Ingles on the bench. You've got Clarkson. Put those guys on the floor with Donovan Mitchell, Bogdanovich, and Royce O'Neal, and try to now match up with these guys the best you can and rotate to the three-point line, because that's where the Clippers were determined to win the game. Now, the other thing, Scott, that Quinn said that was true, they had a terrible time keeping the ball in front of them. So even if you went with 5 guards, hey, maybe they're giving up layups at the rim because there's no shot blocker and guys are beating you off the dribble. But if I'm Quinn Snyder, at some point, I've got to at least try that adjustment, because Rudy Gobert has never looked more lost or confused on the defensive end of the floor than he was for an entire half. And you have to now go live with this, because these were practice shots. 74% is an absurd number, but these were naked looks for an entire half for the most part. At some point, you've got to try to match up better with the three-point shot, and they never did it.
Couple of
That was Tim Legler of ESPN. I love the way he put that. Naked shots. That's how butt open they were. Wide open all over the court that entire third quarter. And he's right. That's how crazy the NBA is nowadays. Size doesn't matter at all. Or it doesn't matter nearly as much as it used to. But yes, guys, Rudy Gobert, the defensive player of the year, was the issue on defense for the Clippers. He wanted to make an impact by blocking shots. And so he hung around the paint, and all the Clippers did, Reggie Jackson, Terrence Mann, Patrick Beverley, Paul George, were just taking their man off the dribble. A simple crossover. And so, yeah, you have to blame the guards. Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley had a terrible game, and they were letting everyone get past them and get into the paint. But Rudy Gobert, instead of sticking with his man, you know, man-to-man defense and giving up a layup, he decided to help out in the paint every possession and try to get a block shot. He had zero block shots on the night, and for about eight possessions in a row, his man was hitting the three-pointer. Terrence Mann was his man. Then it was Nicholas Batum who was his man, and all they would do was drive and kick, drive and kick. They weren't taking those layups. They were getting Gobert to leave his man wide open, and they were hitting three-pointers all third quarter long, and most of the time, it was Gobert's man. He was paint-watching, trying to be a hero, trying to be a shot blocker. I mean, that left a 5-on-4 break every single time the Clippers got the ball in that third quarter. They did not settle for the layup. They would go to the cup, swing it out, keep passing until the open man was naked, as Tim Legler said, wide open for a three-point shot. And guys, they did not miss. The Clippers were 30 from 42. 30 of 42 from the field in the third quarter, including 14 of 19. That's incredible. Behind the three-point arc, and they outscored the Jazz 81 to 47 in the second half. Oh my goodness, a complete turnaround in that one. I had a great time watching it. I was ready to go to sleep, but I had to stay up and check that out. Utah was 12 of 19 on three-pointers from the first half. That's why they came out to that huge lead, but 9 of 25 in the second half. Terrence Mann scored a career-high 39 points, and the Clippers advanced to the conference finals for the first time in 51 years. 51 years defeating the Jazz 131 to 119. Now, Ryan, do you know who is the only franchise in the NBA to have a longer streak of missing the conference finals now that the Clippers have done it?
I do, sadly.
It's the Washington Wizards. 42 years now for the Washington Wizards have not made it to a conference final. 1-800-636-1067. If you have any comments on that game last night, it was wild and wacky, and I haven't even started talking about that Sixers game, which was wild as well. Adam Epstein, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. At AWOD Radio is where you can find me on all social media platforms. I encourage everyone out there that enjoys the show to follow me on Twitter. I need to get that following up to 20,000. That's my goal for the rest of the year. So if you support the show at all, tell your friends, follow me on Twitter at AWOD Radio. Paul George was quoted after the game, and I'm telling you guys, there's a party in LA today. Congrats to the Clippers. He said, the cheers, the excitement, you felt the monkey off the Clippers' back as far as getting past the second round, Paul George said, who had 28 points. The playoffs are about grit and fighting back. Time after time, we have shown that. Reggie Jackson also added 25 points for the Clippers, who faced, yes, a 25-point deficit early in the third quarter before rallying. It is the largest comeback by a team in a series-clinching win over the last 25 years. Really impressive stuff about the LA Clippers and what they did last night. 1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. What's up, Marvin? Thanks for calling.
Hey, yo, what's up, AY? This is the first time I've ever heard you on the radio just by yourself, man, my man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not a Saturday person. That's what it is. I'm a weekday kind of guy. But I'm up, and I'm feeling good. Hey, look, man, I'm hearing all this Rudy Gobert jazz.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just disgusted. I mean, this morning, I'm more disgusted at big men in the NBA than anything in the world right now.
Yeah.
When does it say that because we're in the area of pace and space, that the big men should be able to space the floor, that they're supposed to give up on all their post moves? Like, they're not supposed to be able to catch the ball in the paint and punish a 6'6" guy.
Marvin, that's what I felt like, and a lot of people were talking about after the game, is if you're going to leave Rudy Gobert in there, who's being a defensive liability, you have to go to him on offense. You have to give him the rock and let him punish the other team for playing nothing but guys 6'7".
That's exactly what you have to do. And the thing is, when you throw the ball into the paint, it automatically breaks down the defense. You don't have to drive and kick. What happens is when you throw the ball into the paint, the defense has to suck in. That leaves your three-point shooters open even easier. And now they're just standing still. There's no motion. There's no pick and roll. He's just standing on the block, and they have to come and double because he's just too dominant of a force inside the middle of the paint. They destroyed Rudy Gobert last night by making him just a defensive player. There's two sides of the court. There's two sides. And the guy couldn't catch the ball in the paint and finish. You know something? Every big man who doesn't get into the gym and doesn't work on their post move this summer should watch that game because that was disgusting.
Yeah.
That was absolutely, utterly the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in basketball when a 7-1 guy is being checked for 40 minutes by a 6-6 guy and they never throw the ball in the paint.
Yeah. No, and here's the thing is that's Gobert's issue a lot of the times also, though, is that he doesn't have the most post moves in the paint. It's not like he has a go-to drop step and hook shot. So he makes his living on the defensive end. But here's the thing is we can't fully blame him. You know, Mike Conley, who I'm a big fan of Mike Conley, dating back to his time with the Grizzlies, he was terrible for them offensively and defensively. And I've been saying for a while, the Utah Jazz are such a complete team, but they're not a complete team when they're struggling to get Donovan Mitchell involved. And it felt like a lot of times in the late that fourth quarter, their offense didn't even start until 10 seconds left in the shot clock when they finally got him the rock.
Hey, Watt, I got to disagree with you with one thing. I know that Mike Conley played terrible, but he's coming back from a hammy.
Yeah.
And I mean, the first game in like 2 weeks, you can't expect him to be like on point just because. I mean, it's going to take him a second to get his rhythm. They put him in there in desperation, hoping that they wouldn't need him. But the whole point is, he wasn't ready to play. And a hamstring is, have you ever pulled your hammy? Because I have.
Of course.
It's not a fun feeling. Even when you think it's good, you don't trust it.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to blame. This is all to me, it's not on Mike Conley. I just can't put it on him at all. He was terrible, but coming back from a hammy, I'm not expecting much. I'm putting this all on the Rudy Gobert offense-defense combination.
Yeah.
You're going
to
give up three.
You have to blame head coach Quinn Snyder, who has had an incredible season.
He should be. Oh, I'm not going to say fired because I don't want nobody to lose their job. But he should be certainly scrutinized for that kind of coaching.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, man.
Yeah. Well,
Marvin,
let me ask you this now, though, because the L.A. Clippers have not been to the conference finals in 51 years. Now they do it, but without most likely Kawhi Leonard. Do you like their chances against the Suns, or do you think this was the end of the run?
Well, the Suns, to me, have a really good coach. And I'm talking about Monty Williams will adjust.
Yeah.
As long as Chris Paul is healthy, if Chris Paul is somehow healthy, probably by game three, hopefully, I expect them to be the better team without Kawhi Leonard. So, I think that they have a steadying ship on the court. I think they got a great coach. I think they got a rising superstar. No way in the world they'll fall victim to just one style of play just to, satisfy something. They'll keep making adjustments till they find something to work. That's what Ty Lue did. Ty Lue said, I'm going to keep trying something till something sticks on this wall.
Yeah. No, I got to give Ty Lue credit, man. I've been clowning him for a long time. Didn't think he was that great of a coach. But, man, he proved it. And I think he's going to get his assistant coaches a job this offseason, too, because of that victory.
Yeah, I'm loving what Ty Lue did because I just think he just kept trying. That's why I thought that Scott Brooks should be fired. I actually thought he should be fired because I think he stopped trying in the Wizards series. I thought he should have went completely out of his comfort zone and skipped all the little ball and tried to just go as big as possible to match up with the size of the Sixers, and he didn't. He put in Gafford instead of Lynn. No, he should have put Lynn and Gafford in the game and went as big as possible and sat there and tried to match the physicality of the other team, which he never tried to. And I just thought the little guards against the Harris, that was so ugly. I was like, God. I was like, Ryle Nettle checking Tobias Harris on half the possessions made me want to pull out my hair. And I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Great call, Marvin. Enjoy the rest of your day. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, welcome to the Fan, bro.
And good morning. Happy Fozzie out there to everybody.
Thank you.
Get that into your father, too. Hey, you know, Lou is not such a bad coach. You forget that guy also coached Cleveland and LeBron and everything. So I think he's probably the best coach in franchise history. But it's about time to get over that hump. They're like the Cubs of basketball. I didn't like some of their trades, but I see how not playing so much. They didn't play DeMarcus Cousins at all. The small ball, I guess they with the threes, Utah couldn't handle it.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing is I hadn't even really heard of Terrence Mann being an impact player. Let's go back and look at Terrence Mann throughout these playoffs, Ryan. 7 points, 8 points one game, 4 points. Oh, he had a 13-point game. Great job. And then he had a zero-pointer the next game. 3 points, 2 points, 1 point. Those are all the points he scored in the NBA playoff games. And then he scores 39 points in the most memorable comeback in Clippers history. Yes, it was ignited by Terrence Mann, who started this second straight game for an injured Kawhi Leonard. And the second-year forward, who averaged 7 points per game this season, delivered the game of his life, hitting 7 of 10 three-pointers for the Clippers. He was quoted saying, "I just had to lock in and do what I had to do," said Mann, who was the 48th overall pick in the 2019 draft. He was quoted also saying, "They were leaving me open." And so that's what you got to do, man. You got to make them pay. And he really did. All right, guys. So no Game 7 in the Western Conference. How about in the Eastern Conference? Well, the Sixers defeated the Atlanta Hawks to force a Game 7. Seth Curry hit 6 three-pointers and scored 24 points, and the 76ers avoided elimination in the Eastern Conference semifinals by defeating the Hawks 104-99 on Friday night. Trae Young's 34-point effort was not enough, and it was really interesting to see Tobias Harris step up. He had 24 points, and he was quoted after the game saying, "You saw the fight and grit of the whole team." The Sixers used a really long, strong third quarter to turn the deficit around, and they rode that into the fourth quarter where it was clutch free throws and three-pointers that helped them secure the victory. And now it's a Game 7 in Philly set for Sunday. I still do like the Atlanta Hawks' chances. I think Trae Young has been doing some incredible stuff this postseason, plus John Collins is a big part of their team, Kevin Huerter and Clint Capella as well. But you never know what's going to happen in a Game 7. I mean, if Seth Curry goes off again, you can't stop them. During a 14-0 run in the second half that gave Philly a 61-51 lead, I mean, Curry hit a flurry of three-pointers. He hit 4 three-pointers during that run, and Hawks head coach Nate McMillan had nothing to do with that. I mean, he really could not stop him. You know, he was quoted saying, "They just started to take quick shots and make quick shots, and we did not make them work on defense." And you got to give credit to Tyrese Maxey as well, who played clutch minutes in that fourth quarter, and he might be the guy over Ben Simmons. Why? Because he's not afraid to take that shot. Ben Simmons is afraid to shoot. In the second half of games 4, 5, and 6, he's only shot one shot. One shot! That can't happen from your point guard. Man, so we'll see what happens in Game 7. I do like the Hawks in that one. But we've got a Game 7 today. Bucks against the Nets. I'm really looking forward to that. I'll discuss it next here on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai.
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. On a June 19th, this is AWOD Weekend Radio, just past 9:30 here this morning. And guys, if you're an NBA fan, you have to tune in tonight to Game 7, Bucks versus the Nets. Ryan, it's going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to it. Let's give our predictions. Why don't you start, man? What are you looking forward to, and who do you think will win?
You know, I really want to see Giannis step up tonight. You know, yeah. I want him to be that MVP player that we've been seeing the last 2 years. And so, you know what? I'm going to trust him. I'm going to go with the Bucks tonight. I think Giannis is going to step it up tonight. That's what I believe in.
I would hope he would step it up, because he's going to get a lot of criticism if he doesn't have a great performance. Here's my take. If the Bucks get off to a fast start, like an early lead, that might be too much for the Nets to overcome with pretty much KD just carrying them by himself. So an early lead for Milwaukee is huge. But I do think Brooklyn's going to be able to keep it close throughout the first three quarters. And then if that happens in the fourth quarter, I think KD and company will make more clutch shots. You know, Joe Harris hitting threes, and they will win Game 7. So if it's close in the fourth, I've got the Nets. But I do think there's a chance that the Bucks, they're such a complete team. They have enough scorers they can get from guys all around. And if they can hit three-point shots, they could be something where they're up 20, and in the fourth quarter, we don't even see Kevin Durant kind of thing.
Exactly. And something that frustrated me in Game 6 of the Nets Bucks series is that you see Brooke Lopez and Giannis up at the top of the key taking three-pointers. I'm like,
so that's the way it's going to be.
And I feel like it's going to be that way if they make them. But last game, I mean, I just wasn't seeing it from them. And so I would like to see them dominate in the paint a little more.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Brooke Lopez loves that three-point shot. I mean, it's so crazy for a he's changed this, you know, the style of the game. It's almost like sad. Like, I hate it, but I mean, I guess you got to give him credit, because he's able to, you know, he's had a good NBA career. He's bounced around a few different teams. He was even in Brooklyn at one point. But he does this thing. He, like, 4 of 9 shooting last game. 0 of 3 from the three-point line with 8 points and 5 rebounds. That's not enough for me from your center in a playoff game, in a must-win playoff game. But Giannis provides the rebounding that he doesn't provide. Giannis last game had 17 rebounds and 30 points. So there. But here's the thing: is Milwaukee, similar to Washington, you know, a lot of teams around the league, they struggle for that third scorer consistently. Is it going to be Chris Middleton? During the regular season, no problem, right? I mean, he was hitting big shots. Even in that first series against the Miami Heat, he was part of the reason they swept them. But it's consistency with him. You know, he disappeared in Game 5. In Game 6, he reappeared 11 of 16, 5 of 8, 38 points.
I know, yeah. And he needs to step it up as well. I mean, because they need that score. It's been a low-scoring, weird type of series. I expected it to be a little more high-scoring, especially from the Nets side. But it's going to rely tonight on who starts out first, you said.
You know what's not going to be the difference tonight is the bench play, because neither team likes going to their bench at all. Pat Connaughton's the only guy that played more than 10 minutes off the bench, with 22 minutes in Game 6. For the Clippers, it was nobody playing more than 10 minutes. They went with their starting five of James Harden, Kevin Durant, Joe Harris, Jeff Green, and Blake Griffin. And Jeff Green's one of my favorite players in the NBA, man. He does it all. He's a good power forward. He can score. He can shoot lights out. He can play defense. He played really good defense against Giannis for a while. So I think he could be a difference maker. But, you know Durant's going to give you 30. I think that's a definite. It's going to be, can Joe Harris hit three-pointers? That's going to be a big difference maker, in my opinion, for this game.
Exactly. And, you know, it's, I think it might be a high-scoring game tonight, you know, because they both know that they're going to need to put up a better performance on the offensive side, especially from the last game. That's what I'm hoping for with the Bucks.
So who do you think takes more criticism if they lose, Kevin Durant or Giannis Antetokounmpo? Because Kevin Durant put on a show the last time, you know, this team absolutely desperately needed a win with a 49-point triple-double. And then you come back the other day, and Giannis needed a win, and he has a 17-rebound, 30-point performance.
You know, I think Giannis does. I still...
I'd agree.
And here's why. He's won the MVP the last 2 years.
I'm going to go a step further. Here's why. Because Brooklyn's dealing with injuries.
Exactly.
So KD has that excuse. Giannis is part of a team that, for the most part, is fully healthy.
You know, and then also to add on to that, the Bucks head coach, Mike Budenholzer. If they lose tonight,
yeah,
he could be out.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, because that team is good enough to be in the finals, at least from the last 3 years. They should have been. Especially this last year. They really should have been in the finals.
And they just struggle, it seems like, in the playoffs when the game slows down and guys start, you know, backing off Giannis Antetokounmpo. Because that's the biggest thing, is like the regular season, it feels like it gets into transition offense a lot of the times. They do like a pick and roll offense, and he's able to get to the paint right away and create. But in the playoffs, from what I've seen, guys are letting him shoot that 3-point shot, you know, and he misses it, or he just says, "I'm not going to take it." He takes a step or two inside that 3-point line. That's the difference for me, is that he's not as aggressive as he needs to be every single game.
Exactly. Giannis is at his best.
He needs to get the other team center in foul trouble.
Exactly. Giannis is at his best when he's making those fast break buckets. When he's taking it down the floor, taking it up to the rim, someone's going to foul him, and then he could even make it. And
right.
Then put
and
him
that's
at
the big matchup
line.
Right there, is because Brooklyn's not putting out a true center. They're not going with DeAndre Jordan, who was a big part of their, you know, their trade 2 seasons ago, bringing in Kyrie with him. They decided to go with Blake Griffin. And Blake Griffin's been great, man. And he's, you know, he's scored 15 to 12, 20 points every game. He had 12 points last game. He's played pretty well defensively against Giannis. But from the Milwaukee perspective, when you're putting Blake Griffin against Giannis Antetokounmpo, he has to get in foul trouble, and he has to be working so hard defensively that he can't score more than 10 points. That's the key.
Yeah, I know. And I just want to see the Bucks come out firing tonight. They need to start off hot, because that's going to get the momentum that they're going to need in the second half. They need to start quick.
I think it's going to be a close game. I think Kevin Durant's going to win, and then we're going to see that awkward hug after the game with Steve Nash and Kevin Durant again. What was up with that? KD, it was like KD didn't respect him. He didn't put his arms around him. Ryan, if I hit a game winner, I'm going to give you a big hug.
I know.
Both hands around you.
Twitter was going nuts about that, too. At least my friends, we all noticed it as well. Yeah. Is that like, we're like, where's the hug?
Right.
Like, where's everyone going crazy?
It's not even where's the hug. Where's the love?
Where's the
love for Steve Nash?
I don't know.
You know, former MVP. Learn from him. Embrace him.
I didn't get it either.
Kevin Durant's a weird fella. I'll tell you that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's Adam Epstein here on 106.7 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. And guys, I was about to tell you about how France is going to demolish Hungary. Well, Hungary just scored an early goal. We are almost through with the first half of Hungary versus France, and they just scored to go up 1-0. That is huge news in the soccer world. Of course, I mentioned earlier, Portugal-Germany is the big matchup today at 12 noon. I'll give you a breakdown of that later on in the show. So I mentioned Terrence Mann being the hero for the Clippers. Here's this story, Ryan, I thought was really interesting. So he he had a really good workout at the NBA Combine, and he was invited to the G League Elite Camp, but his phone was on 1% when they called him. He almost missed that phone call and would have ended up not getting drafted and ended up in the G League. So it's just kind of funny how things work out. 1%, he answers the phone, ends up being the 48th overall pick in the draft, and helps the Clippers break their 50-year conference final streak. Now Washington has the longest streak, a 42-year drought since Washington has made the conference finals. Are we anywhere close to breaking that streak, Ryan? I see it getting to 50 years.
I think so, too, unfortunately. I mean, unless with Russell Westbrook and Brad together, if we get a third star, then there's no excuse not to be in the conference finals, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, you're right about
Zero
that.
Zero excuse.
And Chase Hughes put out a really good article about 5 guys the Wizards could possibly trade for that would be a third star. And I'm going to get to that later on the show because I thought it was a really good discussion to have as well. So I mentioned earlier, Bradley Beal has committed to playing for Team USA. I love it. Here's the thing. One possibility to benefit from it, from the Olympic, is the chance to recruit. The downside, though, it could go both ways, right? If Bradley Beal gets recruited from someone else, he might want to leave the Wizards because we don't have that much cap space. But I think the recruitment can help, one. And if two, if a player is actually interested in playing with Bradley Beal, GMs can find a way to make that happen. I mean, nobody thought we'd get, KD on the Golden State Warriors. Nobody thought, the LA Lakers would be able to bring in Anthony Davis, right? GMs can make it happen if the players want to play together. But now Beal will spend the bulk of the offseason going up against the best players in the NBA, or at least most of them, with LeBron and Kawhi Leonard, not joining the team. But similar to how I was giving Davis Bertans a lot of crap, and he couldn't control it. But during the, COVID, he had a negative offseason where he regressed because, in my opinion, he spent most of the time playing against his friends in Lithuania, not going against NBA competition because COVID, he couldn't get back to America. Beal will have the opposite effect, hopefully, a positive effect on his game, only going up against great defenders as he prepares to play for Team USA in the Tokyo Olympics. Do you agree with me, Ryan? He's going to spend the entire offseason working on his ball handling and his moves against the best defenders in the NBA. And, he's going to be going give and go with some of the best guys also.
Exactly. I mean, he's going to be going up against some of the best talent in the world. So, of course, that's going to help him out. And going back to what you originally said is I'm just hoping that people aren't going to be recruiting Bradley Beal now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even think about that.
Right.
But now that you said that, he could easily get pulled to, like, the Lakers or the Clippers. Anywhere, really.
Philadelphia.
Philly.
New York.
Yeah, I mean, all these teams.
A lot of people were saying that Damian Lillard would be perfect in New York. I mean, here's the thing, is that this might be a topic for another time, another day, but there could be a lot of movement this offseason. Luka Doncic could be on the move. Zion Williamson could possibly get traded. Damian Lillard could be on the move. Bradley Beal's one of them. Jimmy Butler could be on the move. There's a lot of guys. I mean, we could see a changing of the guard in the NBA this offseason, depending on what happens.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, if Bradley Beal left DC, it'd be a total rebuild for us.
Yeah, I saw a tweet online. I don't know if there's a stat to back it up, but it said that NBA players have their best season after they play for the Olympic team. And it makes perfect sense. Mike Krzyzewski was the coach for a long time with Team USA. You're being taught by one of the best coaches in all of basketball. You're not spending your offseason, hanging out with friends or working out with your teammates who might be average NBA players. You're working out with the best guys. You're grinding. and you're trying to represent your country, which, you know, gives you a lot of pride as well. And so I think it's perfect thing for Beal, who's coming off his best NBA season by far, you know, leading the Eastern Conference in scoring the entire season, and almost leading the league in scoring if Steph Curry didn't get hot at the end of the year. So I'm really looking forward to this helping Bradley Beal's game.
Exactly. You know, it's only going to help him, you know, unless he gets hurt, which that would be awful, but yeah, that's going to help
his
game a
lot.
I'm
going to knock
on wood right now.
Yeah. Huge shout out to South County Secondary School, South County Softball. Congrats on being regional champions again this season. A great run by the females of South County. Over in Copa America, I got to give a shout out to Messi, who gets a lot of crap for not leading Argentina to more trophies when he plays for them internationally. Well, in two matches in Copa America, he has one goal, one assist, and two Man of the Match awards. So he's showing up for Argentina. Can the rest of the team show up as well? And then the conversation becomes, who will be the next Wizards coach? Well, The Athletic put out a report, and they had their guys David Aldridge, Fred Katz, and Ben Standing weigh in. David Aldridge said Wes Unseld Jr., who is the assistant coach for the Denver Nuggets, and they call him the associate head coach. Like, he's got a lot of power there in Denver, and they've been a top 10 defense, I believe, for the last 5 years. David Aldridge said, Fred Katz said Sam Cassell. I would love that. Sam Cassell from Baltimore, Maryland, an historic NBA career, winning two titles in his first 3 years with the Houston Rockets. And Ben Standing said Kenny Atkinson. So there's a lot, a lot of really interesting candidates out there. Becky Hammon is one of them as well. I think Carol Lawson is going to probably get an interview. And I loved how Tommy Shepard said it's going to be a diverse search, right? And I love it because that's what I want. Is I want them to interview a coach with 15 to 20 years of experience winning. That could be like a Stan Van Gundy, right? Mark Jackson, not as much experience, but a guy that's been a veteran that's wanting another chance in the NBA. Then I want them to interview the guys that want their first opportunity, the Sam Cassells, Wes Unseld Juniors, and Chauncey Billups. I've seen his name get thrown around there a lot. Like, that opened my eyes a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. No, Chauncey would be great because he's had the experience in the NBA. He's been in there in the clutch moments. He's won a finals. Mr. Big Shot. So that would be awesome for this team to have a leader like him.
Right. And then, of course, I want them to interview the female candidate, Becky Hammon, Carol Lawson, to get their take. And so, you know, that's my whole thought is this is on Tommy Shepard. Whether he swings and hits a home run or misses, this is going to be his legacy here in Washington, D.C. It's enough of the Ernie Grunfeld, who ruined this franchise for 15 years. This is Tommy Shepard's time to prove it. And he has to get a hit here in this head coach. It's going to completely decide the fate of the franchise for the next 5 years on who they pick as the next head coach.
Exactly. You know, and you're not going to have Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal here forever, right, if we're just going to keep losing.
Hey, man, you've said exactly now. Like, you got to stop agreeing with me sometimes.
I know.
You're behind the mic to give a different perspective.
I know. But here's the thing. This is a fact. Yeah. It's a fact. Like, I mean, Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal will not be here forever if the Wizards keep on losing the way we had in the last 10 years. Yeah. 40 years, really. What am I saying?
You sound like a Gen Zer. Facts! Facts!
Big facts. No cap. No cap.
I love it. I'm Adam Epstein here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. A happy early Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You can hear from my dad next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.